Hello, Guitar Smarts fans. Before you check out this podcast, I want to make you aware of a cool new place where you can interact with other Guitar Smarts listeners. It's a Facebook group called the Guitar Geek Hangout. That's where we hang out and talk about all things guitar. So if you like the Guitar Smarts podcast, come and chat with Kieran and myself over in the Guitar Geek Hangout on Facebook. Maybe check out some pre-podcast clips and even get involved in asking and answering lots of questions from the other page dwellers. Hope to see you there.
We do make a bold claim, which is, and it is a bold claim, which is, we do say that you will leave a better guitar player than you arrived. And that may only be one little spark, one little moment, one method that you didn't realize that you could even do on the guitar. It could be an approach, it could be a philosophy, if you like. It could be any of those things. When you spend that amount of time in a group of like-minded people, no matter what walk of life they all come from externally, when they all come in, you've got that central focus, which is we all love the guitar.
Greetings, welcome back to the Guitar Smarts podcast. This week, we've got a short episode for you, shorter than usual, at least. We had the pleasure of sitting down with Guitar Breaks founder Ian Edwards at the London International Guitar Show back in late October. Guitar Breaks are a company that specialise in all-inclusive guitar workshops, offering you the opportunity to get away from it all, explore different techniques and skills, discover new styles, hone your own playing style, and experiment with great equipment, all in the presence of some pro guitar players, top educators. The list of pro player guest hosts speaks volumes, recently including people like Matt Schofield, Josh Smith, Ariel Posen, Joey Landreth, Jack Roush, Pete Friesen, Charlotte Hatherley, Chris Buck, Rebea Massad, Mike Goodman, and many more. Ian has a real passion for the musician community, and the opportunities he creates to connect guitarists with the professional community, second to none. These events and clinics are not to be missed. Check out what Ian had to say in the show coming up. The usual housekeeping. As always, remember to like and subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss the next show. Check out the link tree in the description. That provides you with quick and easy links to our podcast page on Spotify, the backing track solo challenges we've recently produced, and some excellent Spotify playlists related to previous shows. But if you click on one link only, make it the Guitar Smarts Guitar Geek Hangout page on Facebook, where you can get to know many other guitar nerds just like us. You can also find a link there to our Buy Me a Coffee page, where you can donate to the show, which is entirely self-funded. Anyway, that's about enough from me. Let's get to it.
I've got goosebumps. Not in a good way.
Yeah, it's like, who is this guy?
Anyway,
it's been a long day.
It has been a very long day, hasn't it? Yeah, we've been wandering around. I haven't even had the chance to spend my money yet. That's the worst part about this.
I think that's the best part of the day, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
Actually spent any money.
So let's introduce our next guest, Ian.
Hello.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Guitar Smarts podcast.
Yeah. Thank you.
On this lovely Sunday afternoon at the International Guitar Show in London. My goodness. So I bumped into you upstairs a little while ago and said, you've got to come and tell our listeners about this, because I think you've got a tough gig, right? I think you've got a hard job to do with Guitar Breaks. And I am absolutely fascinated by this. You've got to tell us what it is that you do, because I'm not going to do it justice, but I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions about it and maybe even sign up to one myself. So please, okay. Ian, tell us what this is that you do.
Well, basically, the long and the short of it is that we do guitar workshops,
right,
and retreats in different places around Europe. Specifically, we focus on Tuscany in Italy. Well, it's actually right on the Tuscany-Umbria border, in a tiny little village on top of a hill where there's a castle, a bar, and two churches. I don't think one of them's used. And we go there for a week, and we spend that week playing guitar, talking about guitar, eating Italian food, drinking wine, and generally having a terrible time of it.
Wow. Take my money.
And
my money. I mean, it sounds awful. It really does, actually.
Well, we try and polish it up a little bit by having some guitar players who have you know, some sort of professional profile. So this year we had Matt Schofield, the blues player, came out and just
one of my personal favs.
Tore the place apart. And we've had Josh Smith, we've had Joey Landreth, we've had Mick and Dan from the Pedal Show, we've had Danish Pete from Anderson's TV, we've had Ariel Posen. Chris Buck's been out a couple of times. He's coming out again next summer.
Wow.
So we just try and cover as many bases as we can regards professional players. And then alongside that, we add some what I call mentors. So I've got some... I worked many years in contemporary music education at degree level and MA and diploma and that sort of thing. So I'm very lucky to know lots of great guitar teachers as well. So we'll have a professional, because I believe that they bring something slightly different to the party. And then you'll have someone who's a professional guitar tutor who can come along and sort of demystify certain elements.
Yeah.
Also, it means you can split off into smaller groups. So you might start the day with 20 of you in a room. By the end of the day, there's three groups of six. Mm-hmm. And you can start to theme it based on... So with Matt, for example, obviously there's a lot of blues. Playing through the changes and that sort of thing. And just trying to work out exactly what the hell he is doing. Because it is, it is magical.
Yeah.
But also there's a lot of time just to talk and socialize. And the community element is very strong.
Yeah. It's fairly small groups, you were telling me, that go on these retreats with you. What kind of numbers can people expect if they sign up to one of these breaks with you?
Well, it really depends. So, for example, if we're doing, like, we do some one-day workshops, which is literally just come in, learn two songs, we bring in a live band, and then everybody gets to jam with the live band on the songs. That would be a group of maybe between 8 and 10. I've got a two-day weekend workshop, which is looking at helping people who've started learning to play the guitar but haven't really started building guitar solos yet. So it's an introduction to how to write your own guitar solos. That's a group of 12. And then when we get into, so we just did one in Italy 2 weeks ago. That was with myself. The tutor was a legendary teacher called Mike Goodman, who's a very good friend of mine.
I know Mike actually, because he was one of my teachers at ACM.
Well, ACM is where I used to run ACM. Oh, I was the director there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I started there in 1998.
Wow, okay.
With a chap called Bruce Dickinson.
Right, yeah.
So, it was Mike's fault I started there. He went, you might want to go and have a chat with these guys who do the school. So, you know, I ended up there from 1998 and I left in 2012.
Yeah.
During that time, I got the opportunity to meet a lot of really great guitar players, a lot of really great guitar teachers. Mm-hmm. So that was quite key, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
But then we also had Andy Crowley, who is quite big on YouTube. I think he's got 2.5 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. Yeah. And he came along. And so we had the chance to kind of work with Andy. And then they went and worked with Mike. And then they came and worked with me. Mm-hmm. We put a little concert on in for the village on Thursday night. And... you know, we even got one of the ladies who works in the kitchen at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Turns out she likes to sing.
Right.
So we got her out of the kitchen and we got her on stage at the gig and she got up and sang Who Knew by Pink.
Oh, really?
So, she said to me, I'm really sorry about my English pronunciation because she doesn't speak any English. I said, you have heard me speak Italian. So that's kind of what we do. It's really about trying to engage professional level players,
right?
Mm-hmm. Who, you know, it's a little cheesy to say they want to give back a little bit because obviously, you know, for them it's still work.
Sure.
But it's a real opportunity for that. I mean, the guys who spent 5 days with Joey Landreth, watching him play, listening to how he generates his tone, talking about songwriting, talking about performance. I mean, it was just amazing.
You're going to come away a better player for sure.
Yeah.
You know, or have a different philosophy and approach, even if you haven't mastered all of his licks and tasty slide playing. But you
not
know,
after 5 days.
Not after 5 days, but you know.
It's a good start.
But it might just be like that little nugget, that one thing. Sometimes that one thing can turn your understanding upside down. and then can be like the impetus to changing how you play guitar and how you approach it.
Yeah,
so that's what you all you need.
Well, actually, Joey was a classic because he turned up, and I had my guy Mike Goodman there, and Joey was like, "Oh yeah, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing this and this and this," and Mike was going, "Yeah, yeah," and then he went, "Hang on, what are you doing?" And then they had this great big long. I was like looking at them, going, "Guys, you know." So anyway, it's because Joey approaches it in such a different way, you know, with the different tunings and the way he thinks musically is a very different approach. But those professional skills, I think, are what differentiates, apart from the food and the wine and what have you, what differentiates guitar breaks from perhaps just going to other things.
Yeah.
Because you learn from a professional, someone who walks the big stages and records award-winning albums, you learn slightly different skills from those people. So they bring something different to the table. And that's the thing I like, because I've spent so long working with so many professional players. You sort of go, I know they bring something else.
Yes.
And that's the bit I want to kind of grasp, is that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that's... That's what I mean, just thinking about what I would enjoy the most out of something like that. You know, I'd love to go to one of these and witness people like Ariel Pawson and you know, Joey Landreth play guitar, but also to have that Mike Goodman next to them. And my experience of having Mike Goodman as a teacher back in ACM was that he was one of those guys who had this incredible ability to take complex things and explain them simply. So, you know, to be in this environment of learning, but also still enjoying performance and still enjoying the company of other people, you know, it's impossible not to come away with something that you can say, well, that was really worth the time.
We do make a bold claim, which is, and it is a bold claim, which is, we do say that you will leave a better guitar player than you arrived.
Yeah.
And that may only be one little spark, one little moment, one method that you didn't realize that you could even do on the guitar.
Yeah.
It could be an approach. It could be a philosophy, if you like.
Yeah.
It could be any of those things. When you spend that amount of time in a group of like-minded people, no matter what walk of life they all come from externally, when they all come in, you've got that central focus, which is we all love the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then suddenly people who outside of that environment, who probably wouldn't even really say hello to each other, suddenly you're building a community of people who are going, so some of the best teaching or learning, if you like, happens between the students or the guests.
Yeah,
they'll be sat there going, I've done it, like, oh, is that how, oh, I didn't realize you did it, you know. And then suddenly there's this whole, there's a whole loop of learning going on, but in an environment that doesn't feel like school.
Yes.
Do you know what? When we first started talking, I thought, actually, that sounds like an inspiring but potentially intimidating environment, being amongst professionals of that caliber. But just listening to you now, I'm reflecting and seeing how actually it can be an incredibly supportive nature, nurturing place. And actually, everyone's trying to get better at guitar, be they a professional or be they someone who's just kind of just trying to keep challenging themselves. So I can totally see actually the environment that you're creating. And we've talked about it on the podcast before, about getting into a rut and trying to find new ways to open doors and just point yourself in a different direction. Even as you say, Ian, if you just take away one or two simple things that then springboard you to that next step as a player, sounds fantastic.
Well, there was a lady who came along to the last workshop, because Andy Crowley, he's very particular in his areas, sort of like people who are just on beginning their guitar journey, and the sort of early mid beginners into early intermediates. And there was one lady who turned up, and she had booked up 6 months in advance. She was really excited about it. And then as the date came a little closer and a little closer, she contacted me and she said, I'm a bit nervous. I'm not really very good on the guitar, and I think I might just come along, but if you don't mind, I won't bring a guitar. I'll just come along and I'll just sunbathe or go shopping or something.
Right.
And I said, just bring the guitar. Okay, you don't have to. If you feel it's a little daunting for you, you don't have to come in. You can come in one bit, two, whatever. By Thursday night, she was up and performing at the concert.
Wow.
So, wow. You know, that whole thing of it may be daunting because all guitar players are a funny bunch, right? You know, yeah. We all think we're either not good enough or actually we're too good, you know. and so those people who inside they think, oh, I don't think I'm really good enough. Actually, it's been proven to me over the years that those are the people who benefit the most because they come in, that they're open, they're daunted, but they're open and they're prepared to kind of listen. The very first one I did in Italy, I think it was 2016. I was very lucky. I had Mick and Dan from the Pedal Show and I had Pete Onore from Anderton's TV came along and they did it. So I spent a week in Tuscany playing guitar. And there was a gentleman there called Ben. And Ben did exactly this thing. He said, look, I really want to come along, but I've spent my whole life playing drums. I'm just started playing the guitar, and I think I might not be good enough for this workshop. And I said exactly the same thing. I said, well, come along, see how you get on. Anyway, he developed. I mean, it's just incredible to watch.
Mm.
And he was so enthusiastic and so keen to get involved with everything. And of course, everybody rallied around him. Everybody saw that he was, you know, a little bit concerned and he was a little bit, you know, he wasn't quite as far down the road as everybody else. So they didn't just go, yeah, not you.
Mm-hmm.
They all went, all right, look, come and sit with me. We'll go through that again and we'll work that out. And then they learnt songs. And then, and of course, they were up Thursday night at the gig all playing. And, you know, it was. Those are the reasons why, you know, when I'm sitting there wondering if I'm doing the right thing, you watch those guys get up and play,
right?
And you just go, wow, that's the reason why.
Yeah. So it's a real personal journey, isn't it, for some people? I guess
it can be
as much as you're open to it being, and for whoever comes along, whether they want to just simply be in the presence of someone they admire for a week or whether they really want to test themselves, if that's what you want, that's what you can get out of it.
Give you both.
As well as beautiful location to be, fantastic, you know, food and drink for the week and just a wonderful environment. I mean, it sounds idyllic. And I wonder, what are the plans for the future? To keep doing the same thing?
Well, I could tell you, but I don't
know. You have to kill us.
At the moment, the plan is really to just try and consolidate where Guitar Breaks is. One of the things that's been fantastic here today at the show, apart from meeting lots of lovely people and your good selves, of course, is meeting the amount of people who go, oh, Guitar Breaks, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of cut through.
Yeah.
The brand is just starting to kind of get some sort of traction. People are starting to recognize it. And they start to recognize that it's something, it's connected to something of some sort of quality. Mm. It isn't just guitar lessons. I don't mean that in a disparaging way. There's something a little more to it. So I just want to keep consolidating that. And then I've got a plan next year because I'm really behind. We've got Chris Buck in the summer next year, but that's already fully booked. And then I just want to start thinking about diversifying a little bit, because before I did ACM and all those things, I used to be an artist in my own right, so I'd quite like to expand a little more out to the songwriting element of things. I've got some really amazing friends who play the bass, so I'd like to look at maybe adding bass. We do the band thing anyway. We do a thing called Jam Camp, which is a one day with Pete Friesen. Pete Friesen, who's got a CV up the wazoo.
That's it, yeah. probably sick of hearing about Wayne's World.
About Wayne's World. Don't mention Wayne's World. It was a speaking part.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we do a jam camp with someone like Pete. Well, Pete's CV is just amazing. Yeah. He's toured the world with some of the biggest rock stars. So he knows how to make a guitar sound good.
Yeah. And
he
knows a great teacher as well.
Oh, he's a great really teacher. Great. And he's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
You know, and so in the morning we work on the tracks, and in the afternoon we get the band in. We get drums, we get bass, we get vocals. Mm-hmm. A lot of them ex-ACMers or current ACMers come in and help out. And a lot of the guys who turn up for that are guys who, you know, want to go out and play live, but haven't. For whatever reason, career, family, life, confidence, whatever it is. Yeah. They haven't gone out and, you know, so I say to a lot of them, how many of you guys have played or do play in a band? And you get sort of one, maybe two people. And that's what they come for. They come for, A, they want to become better guitar players. B, they want to become part of that community, because you get a lot of repeat guys coming back and doing it time after time. But C, they want to turn the amp up and play with a band.
Yeah. There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. That's right. Absolutely.
It is the best thing.
Yeah, it is. Ian, I'm intrigued personally, and I can't wait to go home and explain to the wife how I need to get out of my guitar rut by going to Tuscany for the week. We got married in Tuscany, so maybe she'll tag along and we'll catch up after the end of the retreat.
Well, partners are more than welcome.
Oh, they are?
Of course. There's plenty to do.
This just got ever more appealing. Ian, our listeners are going to really want to know more about this fantastic opportunity that you've described to us today. Please let them know where they should go and who they should contact if they want to sign up for one of these breaks in the future.
Thanks, folks. The show website or... in 5 minutes.
Oh, hang on.
Any members of the public, you can we'll edit this. Your purchases, please, and make your way to the exit. Exhibitors, can you leave your cars where they are? No vehicle movements until all members of the public have left. The members of the public, if you don't mind, conclude your purchases and make your way to the exit. Many thanks,
and
thanks to everybody for coming.
And we'll drop in there.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, while we've taken that break, I've just discovered where my car is.
So well done.
That's a good thing. Cool. Just popped over right there.
That's saved you 10 minutes.
So, yeah, exactly. So if anybody's interested and they want to find out more, the website is www.guitar-breaks.com. That's B-R-E-A-K-S. And then the email address is inquiries@guitar-breaks.com. Instagram is @guitar-breaks. Facebook is probably the same, Guitar Breaks. Sorry, forget the hyphen on that. And just come and find us.
Wonderful.
We have got a YouTube channel as well, but I'm really bad at making videos, so...
That's one for next year, right? That's all
part of next year and the year after.
Fantastic. Maybe we'll take the podcast out to a guitar break.
That would be fantastic.
You'd be more than welcome.
Fantastic. Ian, it's been an absolute pleasure today. Thank you for giving us so much of your time. And this has definitely been a really, really valuable conversation to hear your thoughts around what you're doing and the philosophy behind it and how it can make you a better player at the end of it in a fantastic location.
And a better person.
Yes,
I don't doubt it. Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you hear, then why not give the rest of our shows a good listen too? And if you love our podcast and are a regular listener who wants to support the show even more, then consider buying us a coffee over on our Buy Me a Coffee page. Anyway, best wishes. See you next time on the Guitar Smarts podcast.